From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama says by the end of May, the Senate should know his choice for the upcoming vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. That today from the White House, where the president has been meeting with top Democratic and Republican Senate leaders. The president also remarked that his pick must be someone who takes women's rights into account. Aides say Mr. Obama has already begun speaking to potential nominees to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. He's leaving the high court this summer at the age of 90. Most scheduled flights in Europe are back in the skies today. Airports in Britain, France, and Germany are once again moving large numbers of passengers who've been stranded for days by volcanic ash from Iceland. Thomas Marzal in Berlin says it'll be days or weeks before the backlog of once grounded flights is a memory.
Officials estimate that a little more than a third of scheduled flights will fly in or out of Germany today. That's because planes and crews are scattered around the world, and opening the airspace isn't just a matter of flicking a switch. At Berlin's two airports, cancellations abounded into the early afternoon. Travelers were advised to check the internet before going to the airport, but the website was overloaded. The International Air Transport Association says the ash crisis has cost the industry at least $1.7 billion. Its head said Europe should consider helping the battered airlines recoup some of their losses. That, though, is unlikely to be popular with governments, who are still dealing with the effects of the global economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Marzal in Berlin.
In the waters off Louisiana today.
Taking up slack slowly. We're trying to take the load. Okay, we're taking the load.
U.S. Coast Guard helicopters and boats are searching for 11 workers from an oil rig platform missing in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO says an explosion and fire rocked the oil drilling platform late last night.
A Coast Guard spokesman says officials are hoping the missing workers made it to a life raft. Four helicopters are circling the burning platform about 50 miles off the tip of Louisiana. No word on what sparked the nighttime explosion on the drilling platform, owned by a Houston company hired by BP. It was designed for deep water drilling but was not in production at the time. Meantime, the rig continues to burn and is listing at about 10 degrees. Coast Guard environmental teams are assembled to assess the damage. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The former head of the International Olympic Committee is dead. Juan Antonio Samaranch died today at a hospital in Spain. He was 89 years old. Samaranch was admitted to the hospital in Barcelona on Sunday with heart problems. He was head of the IOC from 1980 through 2001. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was up 20 points. The Nasdaq was down 1. This is NPR News from Washington. General Motors announced today that the automaker has repaid more than $8 billion in loans that it received from the U.S. and Canadian governments. GM's CEO touted the early payback at a GM assembly plant in Kansas City. That's where GM also announced new investments in that plant and another in Michigan. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, GM believes it's demonstrating that the once struggling automaker is on the road to financial recovery.
The automaker received $52 billion from Washington and $9.5 billion from Ottawa and Ontario, all while it was going through bankruptcy protection last year. Of that money, the U.S. considered $6.7 billion a loan, while Canada held $1.4 billion in loans. The repayment comes 5 years ahead of schedule, and GM CEO Ed Whitaker says it's a sign the company is on its way to reducing government ownership. The automaker still owes more than $45 billion to Washington and more than $8 billion to Canada, money it received in exchange for stakes in the company, 61% to the U.S. and 12% to Canada. Whitaker says no one was happy his company needed government loans, and now he adds the people of the U.S. and Canada can best be thanked by making sure their investments are hard at work every day. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
There's talk of a possible merger between United Airlines and Continental. Reportedly, the two airlines have been discussing a deal to combine the carriers into the world's biggest airline. Neither airline is commenting. U.S. Airways is also said to be interested in United. New York City's 30,000 doormen and building workers are not going on strike. Their union reached agreement overnight on a new contract. It's a 4-year deal with pay hikes of nearly 10%. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.